This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, fear of Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the fear of Allah and what are the benefits of having the fear of Allah. Generally, when we see corruption in this world, when we see injustice in the world, that is because people do not have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, who is the creator of the mankind, He sees us. He is all-seeing. He is all-knowing. Therefore, we use the Arabic words for Him, the Al-Alim Al-Basir, all-seeing, all-knowing. He is all-hearing, As-Sami'. And therefore, we believe that He sees what we do. He knows even a single action that we perform. He knows the things that we hide and the things that we perform apparently. So He is all-knowing. He knows the hidden things and the apparent things. Therefore, for such a great personality, or the personality is not good, for such a great Lord whom we praise, who created us, when we know that He sees us, we should have His fear while performing actions. Because, you know, generally, if I know somebody is watching me, I'm very much careful in my actions. Even if I eat, for example, roughly, when I'm in the presence of public, when I'm publicly at a public place and I'm eating something, I eat in a way so that people do not notice any bad habits or anything which should not be related to the ones who are eating and is eating in such a way. So therefore, I'm very much careful about my actions in public. And therefore, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created us, is watching us, we must be very much careful. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the fear of Allah, and we said that when we are in public, we are very much careful, and when we are alone, we do not care about anyone. But there is one thing which we forget, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. Allah Almighty is always watching us. He knows what is hidden into our hearts. What are our intentions and what do we do apparently? There is a famous narration, and generally it is said by all the school of thoughts, and they say, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. The actions depends on the intentions that people have. So Allah knows the intentions. Even if a person couldn't perform something, He knows what he intends to do. So He knows the actions as well, which is a hidden factor for us humans. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all those things, therefore, we should have His fear. If we can have the fear of general public outside, when we are publicly communicating with people, and when we are alone, we should be very much careful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who can see outside when we were in public and when I'm alone in my room. Therefore, having a fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a blessing. And if we have our intentions towards having the fear, and we are attentive in order to have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously our actions will be in accordance to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we will not perform anything which is unlawful. We will not perform anything which is not according to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.